Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1198, the topic is mindset and the title is The Power of Pre-Decision. This is a pretty cool topic. I love this stuff because it fires me up and it helps me live my best life. So I want to kind of touch on a little bit and just kind of discuss it, and we'll kind of see what it does for you. Now, a client of mine that I converse back and forth with, an online client, we do journals with online clients, so we can type back and forth. It's a Google Doc, so it's a live document, and I usually try to touch base at least once a week. I try more often to be like once every 4 or 5 days, and we just kind of converse about life. So not only do we do training and nutrition, programming and questions and stuff like that, but we also just talk about the quality of life and being our best self. Often, in order for somebody to implement a training and nutrition plan correctly, we have to talk about just scheduling priorities in life, how to do meal prepping around all the craziness of the world, and how do we work out when it's trouble to get to the gym. It's just, there's so many just life components that get in the way of implementing like the quote unquote perfect training and nutrition program. There, no program is perfect if people can't do it. So we have to talk about motivation, accountability, like lifestyle priorities, scheduling conflicts, all these things. And I love that because when I first ever started being a personal trainer, I was 18 years old when I started being paid to personal train people. And what I found was at that time I knew a lot about training, writing workouts. And I wrote great workouts for people. And if they did them, it was great then to string workouts together to create like sequential programs. But the trouble was that you'd write a great workout for somebody and then they just wouldn't do it. Well, I didn't have time to do it. And you're like, well, damn it, I took the time to write that thing. Like, so you get kind of upset at people. And you're like, well, if you say you want the results, I gave you the workout to do it. Why aren't you doing it? And it's just, especially with my mindset, I've been very good at a very young age as to whatever I wanted to do that was most important to me, everything else got screwed. Like, good luck, because that was my focus. I was going to crush it. Now, that's negative if it's that singularly focused. So I've had to work to still, include other priorities and things. So I'm not saying that's the way you should be at all. But coming from that perspective, it was hard for me to kind of recognize or like kind of associate with a mindset of people where, okay, I want to lose weight, and I'm like, why didn't you work out? And they're like, well, I had to call my friend, or I had to do this, or I had to do that. And I'm like, none of those things are important compared to losing weight. What in the hell is wrong with you? So it was kind of conversing back and forth with, okay, what are your priorities? What are the things that actually do need done versus what are the things you're just doing because you don't want to work out that day, so you're using that as a convenient excuse to not work out? So I started realizing that in order for me to help people become their best self, it went beyond the best workout. It went beyond the best nutrition program. It went into, okay, how do I prioritize my schedule? How do I schedule my schedule? How do I just like recognize when I'm creating bullshit excuses because I just don't want to do the work? There's a lot more of just life around it than just the programs themselves. Now, I'm yapping a lot, but it's important to recognize that, because if we don't recognize that, if we're like, I'm changing nothing about my life and I'm not getting progress in my diet, let me just look for a new diet structure. Well, it's probably not the diet structure if you're not making time to eat during the day when you're supposed to. You're making time to prep foods when you're just supposed to. The next diet isn't going to be any better if there's no change of behaviors from one diet to the next. Anyhow, a client tagged me in a post on Instagram this morning, so I thought it would be pretty cool to share, and then it prompted the idea of today's podcast. So I want to read what that post said, and then what the client said, and what I said. So the post was from the book Atomic Habits. Great book. Absolutely should read that if you haven't read it yet. By James Clear, C-L-E-A-R. Great, great, great book. So the quote is, "The ultimate form of intrinsic motivation is when a habit becomes part of your identity. It's one thing to say I'm the type of person who wants this. It's something very different to say I'm the type of person who is this." Now that's a very awesome, very powerful statement. I'm going to read it again. Just kind of let us soak it in again. the ultimate form of intrinsic motivation. So intrinsically motivated, meaning I want to do this because I just want to do it. I don't have to get a reward for it. I don't care if anybody else knows I'm doing it or if anybody's seen me do it. I just want to do it because I want to do it. That's intrinsic motivation. So you're looking inward, whereas extrinsic motivation is looking external, outside of yourself. So the ultimate form of intrinsic motivation is when a habit becomes part of your identity. And this means, like, again, and I'm going to expand on this and we're going to say it 1,000 times over, but like for me, I like working out. I love working out. Working out is what I do. It's part of who I am. I own a gym. So I clearly like working out. But I don't even think about, like, there are days I don't want to work out because I'm tired and I have a million things on my mind and I'd rather just take the day off. But then I immediately feel like, well, then I'm just going to be a fat, lazy piece of crap and I don't want to do that. So I'll go work out, or I'll find, like, I've done, an embarrassing amount of times where I didn't get a workout in and I'm microwaving, like, rice, a bag of rice for 90 seconds. So I just do bodyweight squats for 90 seconds and then that counts as, like, something for the day. I've done a lot of things like that, but I don't like who I become if I don't keep up with my best habits. I have not a fear, but I know that it's easy to be lazy. I was lazy early in my life. It was easy to do that. But it led me to a place where I didn't like who I was. I didn't like the way I felt. I didn't like that. So it was easy to not do things, but I didn't like where that led me. And I know now that it's easy to not do things. It's still easy to not do things. That hasn't changed. But I don't want to go back to where I was. I like being the person I am. I like the way I feel. I like the way I think about myself. I like the way I think about the world, the way I think about the possibilities of what the world could be. I love who I am, and part of who I am is because I work out. So working out has become part of my identity. And that's what we're talking about here, and that's what this quote is saying is the ultimate form of intrinsic motivation is when a habit becomes part of your identity. That's how you can stay consistent with it over time. For example, I love to teach. I love teaching. It's just something I've always enjoyed. I've always loved. Even when I first started working out and, like, learning things at 16, like at 15, 16, I started showing my friends and it was fun to show them. It was fun to watch them get the aha moment and, you know, be able to improve their life. Like, they did something, their life was better for it. They were super excited. And it's like, oh my God, that's an addicting feeling to show somebody something and then know that their life was better because of that. Oh my gosh. Like, I can't imagine a better thing. So I've always loved teaching. To the point where you are now listening to my 1,198th podcast in 1,198 days. I do this every single day. Now, there have been times I missed a day and had to do double up on other days and, you know, odds and ends. But for the most part, this has been 1,198 days. And I think it's actually a little longer than that because some of these have part ones and part twos. So I think I'm actually over 1,200 days of doing a podcast. And I don't struggle to do this every day. It's not a hard thing to force myself to do. I actually enjoy doing it. I've talked about this in other podcasts. Sometimes it's 3 in the morning and I've stayed up to try to do a bunch of work and do other odds and ends and I still want to do the podcast. I've gotten up at 4 in the morning to do the podcast because I knew my day was going to be crazy. I just love doing it. I love this sense of teaching. This is part of who I am. This doesn't feel like a burden in it in any way. I've even done this for a long time when it was a financial burden because the hosting costs were more than anything I was making. So I lose money doing this, but I love it. I don't care. And it's something I enjoy doing. It's part of who I am. And that has allowed me to be consistent with it. Working out, sometimes I enjoy it. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes it feels like an obligation. Sometimes I'm excited to do it, but it's part of who I am. That is where you have to be if you want to be consistent with a behavior. It has to become who you are, part of who you are. That's the part of it becoming your identity. And the quote continues, it's one thing to say I'm the type of person who wants this thing. It's something very different to say I'm the type of person who is this thing. I'm the type of person who works out, not I'm the type of person that wants to work out. Those are very different statements. I eat healthy versus I want to eat healthy. Very different statements. So my client tagged me in a comment and said exactly what we've been discussing with a bunch of exclamation marks. So I followed up and said, yes, sounds like we're on to something good. Because we've been talking about this idea of identifying with the person you want to be, with the results and the goals and the outcomes that you want from your life. Identifying with that. So I wrote, sounds like we're on to something good. Identifying as who we want to be, and then acting in that manner develops not only our habits, but also our identity. Once our identity is defined as who we want to be, that is who we are, and the actions are second nature. In the sense that if I want to be successful, that's one statement, versus saying I am successful. That's a different statement. Now, you could say like, well, yeah, like if once you're successful, you can say that. But no, what I more so mean is saying it in the sense that if I am a successful person, that helps me predetermine the decisions I make. Rather than saying I want to be successful, and then in each decision that I face, I have to decide, do I follow through with that or do I not? Whereas if I just am a successful person, then I decide on the, like I decide ahead of time. And then every time a situation comes up where there's a choice between what's right and wrong, quote unquote, towards my goal, I'll just do what's right because that's the type of person I am. I don't have to decide. I've already decided. That's who I am. This is what I do. So who do you want to be? We often think of our goals more as what do I want to achieve? Like, what are your goals? What do you want to achieve? That's what we typically think. But we don't often think of who we have to be to achieve those goals, right? So if I want to lose 30 pounds, you have to be the person who eats what they're supposed to when they're supposed to, who doesn't eat what they're not supposed to when they're not supposed to, or who just doesn't eat when they don't want to. If you want to lose 30 pounds, you have to be the person who controls their nutrition. They do what they're supposed to do when they're supposed to do it. If you want to achieve an elite total in powerlifting, you have to be the person who shows up to training, properly fueled, proper mindset, give their best attention to all the details, but you also have to eat correctly, and you have to focus on recovery. You know, you can't do a kick-ass workout and then stay up till 2 a.m. drink a beer with your friends. That's not going to necessarily lead you to be your best self, right? You have to get to bed on time. You have to wake up on time. You have to eat appropriately throughout the day, and you still have to train. It's even harder if you're the type of person who wants to compete. You want to get on stage. That's the hardest freaking sport there is. Every damn thing you do all day dictates the outcome of your goal. For months. For months, every single decision can impact your outcome. You have to be the person who schedules their workouts and their nutrition. No matter what shit hits the fan, you still eat what you're supposed to eat and you still train when you're supposed to train. You also have to save up money for entry fees, for suits, for hotel. Doing competitions on stage, like aesthetic competitions, is expensive. It's an expensive-ass sport. This is what I want to raise the awareness of in today's podcast. Is we often think of the goals we want to achieve, but we don't think of who we have to become to achieve those goals. You don't get to be the you that you are today and achieve that goal. Because the you that you are today led you to where you are today. If you're 30, 40, 50 pounds overweight, it's because the nutrition decisions that you make today are not good to be in that place. If you want to be 50 pounds lighter, the nutrition decisions you're making today are not giving you that outcome, right? So something has to change. What has to change? You have to eat when you're supposed to eat, not when you want to eat. You have to be able to make that choice. Are you working towards the recognition of that? Are you just trying to find ways to still be who you are and change small habits and small things? Or are you working on being able to make better choices, better decisions? You have to be someone new if you want something new. It doesn't mean you're a bad person now and you have to become a better person. You're probably an awesome human being right now. If you're listening to this podcast, you're already investing into your own life. You're investing into your health. You're investing into your mental, emotional health. You're already a kick-ass human being. I guarantee it. But for you to go to that next step or to reach that next goal, you have to refine some things a little bit. You have to work on yourself a little bit. I do this every day. I love who I am, but I want to be better. I just want to continue to improve. Actually, I listen to audiobooks, and Audible gave me kind of a summary. Not me, because I'm special. They give any listener a summary of like a year-end summary. And last year, I averaged 17 minutes a day of listening to an audiobook. So every single day, I averaged 17 minutes a day, which is pretty damn good average, I think. I think I listened to like 30-some books. And all of them were in self-development and business. So the number one category was self-development. So I love who I am, but I love myself too much to stay here. I want to keep getting better. So I'm willing to dedicate 17 minutes a day on average, all developed, you know, towards self-development to become my best self. Like, I'm a great person, but I want to be even better at different things. And I think that's what we kind of miss when we think of what we want to achieve is we think it's just us plus this thing. No, it's a new us. You have to develop a new self if you want to lead to a new place, a new outcome in life. So in what areas might you have to improve? Do you have to improve in accountability? Do you have a lot of like want-tos and I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to do this, I want to do that, but you're not consistent with your follow-through? You do it for a week and, you know, something comes up and you miss a week and then you bite back down and you're like, I'm going to crush this. And then 4 days into it, something else happens. Then you're just kind of always wavering on and off, on and off. Do you sometimes, like, you want to train? You want to be a badass and do amazing things, but sometimes if you feel tired, so you just take a day away from training. And then that leads into 2 days. And then all of a sudden you kind of didn't feel great over the weekend, so you didn't go to the weekend. We have to recognize that being tired is maybe a reason to modify a workout, but it's not an acceptable reason to skip a workout. Think about what you want to achieve and what would a person who achieved that goal, what would their life be like? What would the decisions they make be? So if somebody looks, you know, physically fit and they like the way they look, they probably make time for breakfast. Maybe it's a quick breakfast. Maybe they just grab like a bag of cashews out of the closet and then they run out the door and they eat that. But they accounted for breakfast. They ate something. They slow down in the middle of the day and they find a way to drink a shake or eat some food for lunch. They find a way to fit in workouts, maybe before work, just 10, 15 minutes in the morning. Maybe they work out midday. Maybe they work out after work. Maybe they work out in the evening. What does a person who has reached your goal live like? Do they have disciplined bedtimes? Do they go to the bed when they kind of sort of get tired and the productivity of the day has stopped? I mean, how many of us really do anything productive after 10 p.m.? Usually nothing. Like, I don't know many people that do anything productive after 10 p.m. We, you know, hee-haw around and look on Netflix or Instagram or whatever the hell people do, and you don't really do anything useful after 10 p.m. Get your ass to bed. If it's not benefiting you, why the hell are you doing it? The people who reach the goals that you want to reach probably have disciplined bedtimes. They probably have disciplined and relatively consistent wake-up times. They pay attention to eating during the day. They pay attention to exercise. We all have the same amount of time. You have to decide how you want to use yours. How you use it determines what you produce with it. What are you producing today with the time that you have today? How do you want to be anywhere different tomorrow if you're going to use your time the exact same damn way? If you do the same shit you did today, tomorrow, you're going to be in the same damn place at the end of tomorrow. How is anything going to be different if you don't do different? When people say, I don't have time to work out, maybe on one hard, random day, that might be true. I still think you're full of shit, and I would tell myself I'm full of shit, so I say the same things myself, which is why I'm doing squats while I'm microwaving rice. Because I know I'm full of shit. But I didn't have time to work out today. No, I was tired and I just chose not to. That's a huge ass difference. It's recognizing that I have the power, I have the choice. That then gives me the power and the choice to choose differently. So maybe I didn't make the choice to work out, but I can recognize that 90 seconds of squats is better than 0 seconds of squats, so I'll do my damn squats. I've dropped down, done 10 push-ups before I got into bed before, just because I was so pissed off at myself for not working out that day. Now, you don't have to be angry, mean, and mad or anything like that. This is just how my brain works. But I've recognized that when I say I don't have time for something, I'm full of shit, and I just chose not to do it. So I reword it and say, I chose not to work out today. But I think it'll help me recover. I'll feel a little more energy, and I will choose to work out tomorrow. I had my day off today. So whatever comes up tomorrow, whether I'm tired or not, I don't care. I'm making the choice to work out tomorrow. I make that choice today. I pre-decide what I want to do, who I want to be, how I want to live, based on the outcome that I want from my actions in my life. When you think about right now, if there are decisions that you are not making, like good decisions, say, I know I should eat breakfast, but I didn't. I know I should eat lunch, but I didn't. I know I should work out, but I didn't. If your natural reaction when you're kind of tested on that is to give an excuse. Well, you didn't eat breakfast today. Well, I didn't have any food prepared. Bullshit. Do you have anything in your house that's edible and you can carry it? Hell, take a box of Cheerios in the car with you and drive to work. If you work from home, then oh my God, you're definitely full of shit. But think about that. When somebody's checking you or when you're checking yourself, okay, and you say, I didn't follow through with this, you know, proper thing that I should have done, but blah, 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 blah. What is your excuse? Ask yourself, does my excuses help me move forward? So when I list my excuse, does that change the outcome? If you explain why you didn't eat breakfast, does that all of a sudden make it that breakfast happened? Do you get anything from your excuse? Does anything happen once you state your excuse? No. It's the exact same freaking place you were before you said it. Excuses mean nothing. There are ways, like, it's good to recognize what might be in your way, but just saying your excuse doesn't mean jack. Excuses don't help you move forward. It might make you feel better with staying the same. Oh, I didn't eat breakfast today because, you know, I didn't have the time. What's that? Nothing changed? That's amazing. And if you don't change your behaviors, you can have more time tomorrow? No. Recognize that when you want to list an excuse, don't. Just don't. Decide who you want to be. What do you want to achieve? Like, what your goals are. What do I have to do life-wise? How do I have to live to reach that goal? Decide. Do you want to be the same person you are today, making the same excuses you're making today, and do that every day for the rest of your life and stay exactly where you are today? Or do you actually want to reach your goals? If you do, then do what the person who reaches your goals does. I don't feel like eating. Eat anyhow. I don't feel like working out. Work out anyhow. If you do what you feel, you will never be successful. What we feel like doing is always the status quo and whatever the laziest thing we can get away with is. But that doesn't lead to your best life. Instead of doing what you feel like doing, do what a successful person would do. What does the successful person who has reached your goal do? What would they do? Do that. So if you don't feel like eating, recognizing, well, if I want to be successful, I got to eat anyhow, so I'm going to eat. I don't feel like working out. Well, if I want to be successful, I have to work out, so let me find a way to get this workout in. What would they do? And do that. If I want to be that person, if I were that person, what would I do? Act as the person you want to be would act. It's not whether you want to or not. Want doesn't matter. You'll often probably not actually feel like wanting to do it. So decide ahead of time. Pre-decide. We talked about with the podcast in the past, I've talked about with like people priority list and kind of like, you know, just work to do priority list. So people list is ranking the people in order in my life. And therefore, when I'm faced with a decision, do I help this person or this person? I know which order my ranking is, and I should help this person first. So real quick example, let's say somebody drops by the gym and they want to take a quick tour of the gym, but I told my wife that I'm going to be home in 15 minutes. I tell that person who stopped by the gym, hey, thank you for stopping by the gym. I really appreciate this. Right now is not a good time for me. What we'll do is I'll give you my number, or you can give me your number. We'll communicate and decide on another time for you. But right now, I got to go home. And then if they're obviously going to still talk because people do. And, oh, yeah, I just want to come in for a couple of minutes. And you just cut them off halfway through and say, hey, I got to go. So if you just want to stop by tomorrow, that'd be great. I'll be here from this time to this time. I'll see you tomorrow. And then I walk away. But I feel okay with that. I know I actually feel okay being rude because I was not rude to my wife. When I said I was coming home, I'm coming home. That person can come back another day. They'll live. They'll survive. But I won't hurt the person who loves me the most for somebody I might never meet again. This is how predetermining how I want to give my best to the people in my life. This is why it's so damn important. Because you don't know when those decisions come. Life throws them out at you totally random. If I pre-decide who my decisions are going to be based off of, who has the highest ranking, I already know what to do in those moments. There's no anxiety. There's no stress. I just, boom, make my decision and move on. What about my priorities? I like doing the podcast every day. I like spending time with my wife every day. I like to work out every day. I have to answer emails. I train clients. I have to do a lot of other things that I have to do all day. But if I know my order, whenever I'm conflicted with two things that seem to kind of both need attention right now, I already know what to do. So if I have, okay, I'm supposed to call this person and this person back, but I only have 20 minutes, and if I don't do my workout now, it'll lead to me being like midnight trying to do some crunches on the carpet floor in their office. Well, I'd rather do the 20 minutes and do a workout now. I'll call them some other time. I'll figure it out. Maybe I'll call them while I'm driving tomorrow. I'll figure it out later. So I already know what my priority is. My priority is to get the workout in. My priority is to eat. My priority is to answer the phone when my mom or my dad calls versus, you know, doing something else that isn't as important. If I pre-decide what my priorities are, who my people are, I will make better decisions in those moments, and that'll lead me to the life that I want to have. Have you made these pre-decisions? Have you ranked the people of your life? Have you ranked the priorities of your life? Have you decided ahead of time that you are the person who eats breakfast because this is what you want to do with your life? You want to crush these goals. You want to become your best self. So you're going to eat breakfast. Come hell or high water, you will eat something with calories in it. Right? You'll find a way. Doesn't matter if you have to stop at a gas station and eat whatever the hell they have. You're going to eat something that has calories in it because this is what you do. You're going to eat something for lunch. Come hell or high water, you're going to eat your shoe if it has calories in it. Because this is who you are and this is what you do. That's where we want to get to, is pre-deciding who I am. Then that pre-decides what I do. That's the goal. This is how you can be successful. This is how you can become what you say you want. Don't live as the person who wants to do it. Live as the person who does it. It's time right now. Decide. Who do you want to be? I hope you make that decision. And it absolutely 100% will not be the last time that you have to make that decision. And it doesn't mean that everything's going to be easy. But it does help you with knowing what to do when you're faced with decisions. So that way, you can wake up in a month and 3 months and 6 months and a year from now. And you can be what you said you wanted to be. Rather than saying that you still want it. Time and time again. I wish you the best. I really do. I hope that this fires you up and gets you to kind of think about that. Is don't think necessarily only about what you want to achieve. Think about who you have to be to achieve that. And I hope that you pre-decide in your actions. I hope you live in that way. If you need any help, if you want any help, I'm always here. I'm always available. My email is brutalironjim@gmail.com. I wish you the best life. I really do. And I hope you embrace it. I hope you have fun with it. Cool. Well, if you like today's podcast or our podcast in general, please share the podcast. The more people we share the podcast with, the more people we can help. That's the main goal. Thank you to the patrons of the podcast, people who financially support the podcast through the Podbean platform and through the podcast donation link we have on our Instagram homepage. The podcast is well over $1,000 a year, so I really appreciate the financial help. It's only through the financial help that I can afford to do this every day, so thank you, thank you, thank you. Also, if you like the information we share in our podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Jim. If you have any questions, feedback, suggestions, anything that you want to know, let us know at our email, brutalironjim@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.